this is a mock QRR4 practice piece. Okay, and it will be for the full 5 minutes. Ready. Lord Frost has issued a threat to the EU that the UK is prepared to trigger Article 16 unless the bloc agrees to replace the controversial Northern Ireland Protocol. There is a high probability that grace periods, currently allowing goods to move freely between the UK and Northern Ireland, will be extended past October, according to Ireland's Deputy Prime Minister. Speaking about the so-called sausage wars on Radio 4, Leo Varadkar said, "We are certainly open to it, and we think that we need to create some space for further talks, further negotiations about how we can make the protocol work." The Northern Ireland Protocol keeps Northern Ireland in the EU's single market for goods only to prevent border checks on the frontier with the Republic of Ireland in the aim of protecting the Good Friday Agreement. It means there are to be checks on goods travelling from the UK to Northern Ireland in case they are to reach the Republic of Ireland. Currently, checks on certain products like meat and dairy are suspended by grace periods. The concern is that if the grace periods expire on October 1 as planned, there will be major shortages in supermarkets in Northern Ireland. Mr. Varadkar, who is also meeting Cabinet Office Minister Michael Gove to discuss the protocol on Monday, said the protocol is causing real problems and that is likely to get worse rather than better if we don't negotiate some solutions. We're very much open for doing that, and so is the European Commission. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has been adamant they would not enter into fresh talks. Following a call with Boris Johnson in July, von der Leyen said the EU will continue to be creative and flexible with the protocol framework, but will not renegotiate. Over the weekend, British Brexit Minister Lord Frost warned that substantial and significant change was needed to the protocol during a speech at the British-Irish Association in Oxford. "The stakes are high. The arguments can be bitter," he said. "I worry this process is capable of generating a sort of cold mistrust between us and the EU, which could spread across the relationship." Britain is also set to impose its own import taxes on goods coming from the EU in October, which the UK government could use as a lever in any renegotiations. The Brexit minister has drawn up proposals to permanently replace the protocol and told the Tory party conference on Monday morning that the UK cannot wait forever for Brussels. And unless it moves soon, the UK will trigger the so-called nuclear option, allowing it to unilaterally suspend parts of the protocol. In his keynote speech in Manchester, Lord Frost said that he is increasingly concerned that the EU's proposals to fix the protocol will not provide the significant change we need. He also confirmed that the government has now drafted full legal texts to override the protocol, which came into effect just 10 months ago. Urging the bloc to be ambitious, he warned that tinkering around the edges is not enough, and that a substantial renegotiation is the only way to help the two sides restore friendly relations based on free trade. However, he added, "But we cannot wait forever. Without an agreed solution soon, we will need to act using the Article 16 safeguard mechanism to address the impact the protocol is having on Northern Ireland. The legal texts, which can be shared with Brussels in the coming days, are intended to set out a clear blueprint for cutting EU red tape in Northern Ireland and resolving the significant disruption to trade from Britain that has occurred since it came into force in January." Lord Frost is expected to argue that the texts are compatible with the protocol agreed with the EU, which under Article 13, brackets 8 of the agreement, states that it can be superseded with superior arrangements. Lord Frost's speech will be seen as a clear attempt to accelerate negotiations with the EU, with Downing Street increasingly frustrated with the bloc's failure to come forward with permanent solutions for fixing the protocol. Despite agreeing to indefinitely suspend a series of sweeping new checks on medicines, chilled meats, agri-foods and other goods in September, as part of a standstill deal, Brussels has so far failed to respond to a series of proposals set out by Lord Frost in July.